I know. And it was funny. I had some trepidation going out there, and I was thinking they were going to think, who is this woman? What is she doing here? But what was so cool was that when I said that I thought that getting high was a human right, I really felt that I connected with everybody, and that, you know, I just felt a tremendous amount of warmth, and people were like, yeah, it is a human right, and it really is a human right, and that's why I'm so proud of my multi-year connection to normal, and the way that normal fights for this human right and responsible use. And it's just a tremendous honor for me to be part of that.
And tell us how marijuana was introduced to you and what effects it might have had on your life and career.
I started smoking marijuana when I was 15. It was the 60s. And I have to say that I cannot think of a single problem that marijuana has ever caused me, except perhaps for misplacing my keys repeatedly. But, you know, apart from that, it has enhanced my life, my family life, my professional life, every aspect of my life. And for me, the fact that it's always been, you know, completely integrated into my life, and yet never in any way has there ever been an issue of, like, that it was addictive. There have been long periods in my life, and there still are, where I just simply don't smoke marijuana. And when I want to, I do. And I really believe that that's a right that everyone should have. I don't understand, especially in the case of medical marijuana, but not only in that case, why in a free country this should still be an issue 10, 20, 30 years later, after its efficacy in taking the worst suffering in cancer and AIDS and other and glaucoma and other diseases. The fact that it mitigates that suffering, that has been, a case has been made repeatedly, and yet here we are in 2006. It seems insane, still struggling to get that human right to use a plant which we have, as human beings, 10,000 or more years of very positive experience with.
We're speaking with Anne Dryan, the chairwoman of the Normal Foundation Board and editor of Carl Sagan's The Varieties of Scientific Experience. And I've always been struck with the powerful observational ability of you and Carl and how you both take in the world around you. What's been your experience speaking with people about marijuana?
Well, you know, I try to make it very, I'm very upfront about my relationship to normal. I'm very proud of it. And all I can say is that in the 15 years or so that I've been working for Normal, I have yet to bring that up and receive a negative reaction. I mean, sometimes people are surprised because they see me in a scientific context, and they, you know, they've been so brainwashed to think that that, you know, only sort of amotivational people who never accomplish anything smoke marijuana. But what's so interesting to me is I've never heard anybody really be negative about it, and the vast majority of the time, people are wildly enthusiastic, and they're really, like, they're kind of, you know, surprised, but then they're like, oh yeah. And that's the thing, is that I feel that this whole country is, there's the use of marijuana is so much more widespread, and it's very much like the Victorians with human sexuality. It's like if you were to listen to the way people spoke in polite conversation in the Victorian period, you would think that no one was having any sex. But of course, it was obviously not the truth. And the same thing is true here, is that people are afraid for their jobs, they're afraid for their reputation there, and so they feel they can't be honest about it. But my experience in other realms, for instance, in the scientific community, is that, you know, there is no lie that that is helpful. In fact, if we, you know, the when we lies are pernicious, fear and secrecy eat up our souls. And you know, there are a lot of people who aren't in a position to be as forthright about this as I am. But the more of us who are completely open about it, the more hope we have of getting a sane drug policy in this country. We haven't had one in way too long, and it's long overdue. And I'm 57, and I'm a part of a generation, I think, that doesn't want to die, leaving this mess that the states and the federal government have created for us. We really have to clean this up. But the other thing that I find in my travels is that everybody smokes or knows someone who smokes, but very few people join normal. And I'd like to plead with you that if you've ever had a great experience on marijuana, if you've ever had a fantastic moment of listening to music in a way that took you places you never thought you'd go, or with food, or with family, or sexually, or any of those ways, you please join us. Please help Normal set this right, because it's not right for people, middle-class people like myself, to sit back and let poor people bear the brunt of this horrible policy and be victimized by this kind of lack of reason and cruelty.
That was our interview with Ann Dryan from 2007 here on Active Voice Radio.